Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A Laytonville man has died in a private plane crash at a private airstrip in Mendocino County. It's on Branscombe Road in Laytonville. The victim is the pilot, Kenneth Gillespie of Laytonville. It happened at 7 o'clock last night. A witness told police he saw the plane as its pilot was trying to land it. It appeared it was going to land okay, but then problems happened. The witness said the wing of the plane struck a tree and then a second tree, shearing off the wing. The witness said he found the plane in a dry creek bed with the pilot, deceased, still inside, a man who appeared to be Kenneth Gillespie. The case has been referred to the FAA and National Transportation Safety Board. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 26-year-old Ronald Sanchez, who walked off a road crew near Sunset Boulevard in Arcata on Wednesday morning. Sanchez was serving a 120-day sentence for a parole violation after being convicted of burglary. Sanchez is the older brother of Silverio Sanchez, and both men were arrested on May 2nd by local, state, and federal authorities following a months-long search. Sanchez was working with nine other inmates at a Sunset Highway 101 area in Arcata when he walked off the job. He's an adult white male, 5'8", about 200 pounds, who was wearing denim pants and a denim shirt. Sanchez is known to frequent areas in Fortuna and Eureka, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. It's going to go on as planned. Nothing will stop it. I'm talking about the Oyster Calling Contest at the Arcata Oyster Festival a week from tomorrow. I never doubted it, but the theft of my car last weekend certainly complicated things and put them in jeopardy. First, how was I supposed to get from point A to point B? How was I supposed to get to the festival? Second, there were prizes in the car. Truthfully, they'd been there for an entire year, polka and exercise records. They would have been great. But then someone stole my car from my driveway. They disappeared along with blank checks and other documents. Police recovered the car two nights later. A man driving it was trying to gas it up. Deputies arrested 19-year-old Sean Eugene Olson in the driver's seat and charged him with being in possession of stolen property. The car, he claimed he bought it for $500, according to police. They booked him and released him 2 hours later. Police records show he is still facing other property crimes, the latest being in March. But back to the point. I found other prizes to give away at the Oyster Calling Contest, and the community has rallied around me and my plight. There never was any doubt in that contest, but it's going on anyway, I thought you should know. It's Saturday, June 14th in Arcata Plaza. The festival begins at 10. The contest is at noon with prizes for every kid who enters. And so bring them on. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's an issue that in the grand scheme of things may not seem to be that important, but it's taken up a considerable amount of time in Sacramento and continues to be the focus of Southern California lawmakers. On Wednesday, Assembly Bill 1102 passed out of the Senate Committee on Environmental Quality and is one step closer to becoming law. The bill in question revolves around beachside fire rings, and a Huntington Beach assemblyman, Travis Allen, who is fighting the Southern California Air Quality Management District. The district recently required that all fire rings be removed to comply with a new regulation, a regulation that, if allowed, would see those fire rings in the Pacific Ocean along beaches up and down the coast disappear. Allen's bill would allow existing fire rings to remain where they are and would overrule the district's regulations. Allen has consistently argued that beachside fire rings are an integral part of the California lifestyle and a key component of the economies of beachside communities. And so, keep the fires burning. Stay tuned. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.